Unsealed, the letters of Bess of Hardwick. The many faces of Bess of Hardwick. Who was Bess of Hardwick? Her name alone indicates a complex woman. Born Elizabeth Hardwick, she was briefly married to young Robert Barlow, who died while still a teenager and left her a very young widow. Over the remaining decades of her life, Bess's name changed 3 times, and she signed her letters from each period accordingly.
And so, wishing unto you in all things as to myself, I will cease troubling you with my scribbling. From my poor house at Chatsworth, the last of March, yours as I am in many ways bounden, Elizabeth Cavendish. From the court, the 8th of March, your mistress, Elizabeth St. Lowe. Sheffield, the 14th of April, your very loving friend, Elizabeth Shrewsbury.
Hardwick, Barlow, Cavendish, St. Lowe, and Countess of Shrewsbury, many names for the woman we now simply know as Bess of Hardwick, and the woman we get to know very well through her letters. With each marriage, Bess acquired not only a new husband and a new name, but also a new role, new friends, often new children and stepchildren. Each segment of her life built upon her previous experiences, just like the stones of Hardwick Hall stack on top of each other to make this magnificent building. But Bess was not defined by her given or married names. Rather, each of the people in her life referred to her differently. In fact, the names and monikers given to Bess by others describe her much better than any name she signed on paper. To her business partners and those who wanted favors granted, Bess was a patron and a good woman. To her friends and families, she was known as a good lady, mother, grandmother, wife and cousin. Her fourth husband, George, the 6th Earl of Shrewsbury, even called her his sweet known. That was his pet name for the woman he knew and loved so well. But when their marriage crumbled, he thought her his bitter enemy. Of course, letters are a rather formal way of addressing someone, and Bess's correspondence followed the conventions about the first line of a letter, the so-called salutation or superscription, like all their contemporaries. Even Bess's children started their letters in these conventional ways, which are found in different permutations and incarnations throughout all letters to Bess. A thank you letter from St. Henry shows this very well.
Good madam and my most honourable good lady and mother, I and my wife are most bounden to your honourable ladyship.
But Bess also received letters from royalty. Queen Elizabeth I wrote to both Bess and George at the same time. She asked her secretary to write the following address on the address leaf.
To our right trusty and well-beloved cousin and counsellor, the Earl of Shrewsbury, and to our right dear and right well-beloved cousin, the Countess, his wife.
Throughout our exhibition, you will find little clues about how Bess was perceived by others, and the remainder of the podcasts will tell you much more about her life and her character. Who was Bess of Hardwick then? She was a woman whose life circumstances, whose family and friends, activities and efforts, whose fate and fortune shaped her as much as she shaped them. Her life is as varied and rich as anyone's, often surprising and full of challenges. And sometimes its pace and changeability even surprised her. When she was newly married to William St. Lowe, Bess composed a long letter to Sir John and Dame Christian Thynne, the Member of Parliament and builder of Longleat, and his wife. After carefully wording a request to borrow his plasterer for her own building works, Bess lost her concentration for a moment and signed the letter with her previous married name.
From Bromham, the 25th day of April 1560, your assured friend, Elizabeth Cavendish. No, St. Lowe.
And it is little mistakes like these, and the pet names, and the occasional jumble of words, and tears in paper, and the seals that make Bess's letters, and her life as it shines through between the lines, so intriguing. In the end, Bess was a woman with many different faces, roles and facets to her life. A character which developed over time, and a woman who dealt with life's challenges, enjoyed its good sides, and grappled with its difficult aspects like any human being. Of course, in retrospect, we can write a neat narrative about how Bess lived her life, about her marriages, her building works, and the fates of her children. But Bess's letters were composed amidst her joys and troubles. They tell the tale of someone who did not yet know how it would all turn out, and who did everything in her power to create a happy ending.
And so, wishing you all honour and happiness, I will take my leave. From Hardwick, your ever-assured, loving friend, Elizabeth Shrewsbury.
This podcast was written, narrated and produced by Anke Timmermann. You will find a list of all contributors on our webpage, www.bessofhardwick.org/listen.